Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We're heading into round two. We've got Brian Hawley on the phone line with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. Now, before we get into the action for this weekend with Tilbury, let's look back at the last series that went to Game 6.
Wow, what a weekend of drama. It was three games in three nights. Stratford was up 2-1, heading for Game 4 up in Tilbury on Friday. Petrolia, we'll get to Tilbury in a minute. Petrolia really started to push back after those first two blowout wins, and Stratford came away with a 4-2 win on Friday night and then came back to clinch the series on Saturday. And, they showed up missing their three top scorers. One is injured, two were unavailable, and it looked like Stratford was going to have a cakewalk, but kudos to Petrolia Squires. They showed up with their work boots on and earned a 4-3 win with a goal with 41 seconds left in the game. A lot of drama up at the Willie on Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
So then it turned about as fair play, as they say. So in game six, they went up to Petrolia, and they knew they really knew they had to win. I'm talking about the Irish. They really knew they needed to win game five, because they were going to be without Jaden Pekka, they were going to be without starting goaltender Zach Weir, and they were going to be out with their superstar Zach Magwood. And they show up in Petrolia with 12 skaters. They're down 4-3 after two periods and two huge goals, and the winner scored by Matt Montgomery with 3 minutes left and an empty netter, and the Irish pulled it off 6-4. What an amazing weekend of playoff hockey that was.
Oh, no kidding. That is what playoff hockey is all about right there. So congratulations, Stratford Fighting Irish. That is awesome. So we're into round two of the playoffs, and we have two games for this weekend. Is it Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, that's the change now, is that there's apparently some ice time availability issues up in Tilbury, so they can only get the ice on Saturday. So the normal Saturday night home game that we would expect will actually be Sunday at 3:30. So they start up in Tilbury tomorrow night. I think it's 7 o'clock start, and then 3:30 up at home here at the Willie on Sunday, which is kind of old school when you think about it. Those of us who are old remember the days when, the old Stratford Indians and later the Stratford Perth always played Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, exactly. So a game one is set for Saturday on the road at Tilbury, but then game two is Sunday afternoon at the Almond Arena, 3:30. Tell us about the Tilbury Bluebirds heading into this series.
Well, they're an interesting team. They were the Irish seem to, at least on paper, have a major favor done for them. Strathroy Jets took out the 2 seed Elora Rocks in 5 games, and then Tilbury took out the 3 seed Tillsonburg Thunder in 6 games in an amazing series. Tillsonburg was up in that series. They were up 4-1 in game 4. They blew the lead. Tilbury scored 2 goals in the last minute of the game and then won it in overtime. And then in game 6 on Tuesday night, they were down 4-3 after two periods, and they were down actually 4-2 halfway through the game, and a man named Jake Durham scored the last 5 goals of the game, and Tilbury ran away with a 7-4 win to win that series. Now, not only do they have a very good Jake Durham who scored 10 goals in that Tillsonburg series, they have the league's most outstanding player in Dylan Denemy, their captain, their leader. What a great hockey player this guy is. He's worth the price of admission alone. They've got a great goaltender in Jake Polidari, and they're going to be a real tough test. Now, Stratford handled them during the regular season, both times they played them. The real key to this series is going to be Stratford's speedy and skilled forwards. I know Tilbury's defense is good, but they're not the most mobile, and that's what really caused a problem in the regular season for Tilbury, was Stratford's forwards buzzing around and getting in on the forecheck. So that's going to be a real tall order for Tilbury to be able to handle Stratford's forwards. And hopefully, we're hoping on our side anyways that the regular season trend continues and Stratford can handle them in the playoffs.
Yeah, thanks for that analysis, Brian. Again, it is game one on the road at Tilbury, game two for a Sunday afternoon at the Almond Arena. And if I'm looking at the schedule, Brian, is there then quite a break until game three? Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be actually identical weekends, the Saturday night up there and Sunday afternoon back here. So it's going to be the same for the first 4 games. And then they've got some ice freeing up. In fairness to Tilbury, in 4 years in the league, they've never been around this long, so they're not used to looking for ice at this time of year. So, it's, and kudos to them for their comeback. And so this is going to be a little bit of a break. which is probably going to be good for both teams. They played a lot of games in the last few days. Stratford had 3 games in 3 nights. Tilbury had 4 games in 5 nights. And so probably everybody involved is ready to go hard at it this weekend, but also ready to take a little break.
You bet it. We'll be hard at it for this weekend. It's round two of the playoffs with Stratford Fighting Irish taking on Tilbury. If folks want to follow the game Saturday, what's the best way?
Well, as always, they're on Sporfy, S-P-O-R-F-I-E, and all the games that are on the Ontario Super Hockey League are always on Sporfy. So, yeah, you can watch it there. And then, of course, if you can't make it to the Willie, my man Trey Hamilton and I will be calling the games 2 and 4 at home. And if you can't make it to the Willie, that's a shame because it's going to be a great weekend there. I heard you talking to my good friend Les Vaders yesterday. And the Warriors are starting at it tonight, and then the Irish will be at round two on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to love it. The Almond's going to be rocking this weekend. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Brian, thank you so much for the preview, for the analysis, and have a great weekend.
Well, it's tough to be in a bad mood with this weather, isn't it? Thanks a lot, Jamie, and we'll talk to you real soon.